Last week, Governor Herbert was eager to report his progress on Healthy Utah negotiations. Shortly after meeting with Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Burwell, the governor scheduled a conference call with reporters to discuss the fruits of those talks. In summary, the so-called work requirement has morphed into a work effort, and Herbert says Healthy Utah is closer than ever to getting federal approval. On Wednesday, the governor told the media that the devil is in the details when it comes to his alternative to Medicaid expansion. But the question posed at this press conference was, what exactly are those bedeviled details? He wouldn't say exactly, but he did go over issues that had been settled.
The idea of having the recipient pay part of the premium was an issue. The idea of increasing co-payments was an issue. The ability for us to charge people that use the emergency room for non-emergency room medical services is an issue. We've got those all resolved.
Herbert was also asked about recent comments made by State Representative Mike Kennedy, who is on the Health Reform Task Force that will be meeting to discuss Healthy Utah on Thursday. Kennedy, a doctor, suggested that hospitals were dangerous and healthcare could end up doing more harm than good. Herbert responded by saying we may be reading into Kennedy's comments too much.
I think all of us recognize there probably is at least some truth in the statement that, as you've mentioned, people can get infections and you can be in a hospital and maybe exacerbate whatever problem you've got because you're in a place where there's a lot of infection and sickness going around. Certainly malpractice occurs, you know, sometimes in hospitals with doctors. But I don't think that means that we should eliminate doctors. Representative Kennedy is a doctor himself. I'm sure that he understands this significant service he renders to people who are sick.
During his week in Washington, Herbert also spoke with Department of Education officials about his concerns with the Common Core curriculum. He said they were understanding of some of the Utah school board's concerns.
Our school board has asked for a waiver out of No Child Left Behind, which most people agree with. We don't want to be in No Child Left Behind. We want the waivers there. We also don't want to somehow cede our authority to control our educational system to the Common Core. There's a perception by some that we are doing that. So with this waiver, which is what I was there to argue for, is we're saying we don't want to be No Child Left Behind, but make no mistake, Utah will control its standards, its curriculum, its testing and resources and our textbook acquisition, which they seem to have embraced, and I think they'll sign off on this new waiver request that's been sent by the state school board.
But perhaps the biggest news from the governor's Washington trip came near the end of the press conference when Governor Herbert revealed that Interior Secretary Sally Jewell reassured him the Obama administration had no plans to create a new Canyonlands monument without prior notice. Such a move could provoke the ire of many Utah officials.
I can only say what Secretary Jewell has said to me, and that is that this we have no plans to do this. It's not what we would want to do. And we like the fact that you're working on a comprehensive plan, bringing all the stakeholders together. Why would you not support that?
Herbert also admitted that he preferred Representative Rob Bishop's public lands initiative in the U.S. House to State Representative Ken Ivory's push for public lands reform, calling Ivory's plan a fallback position. For KCPW News, I'm Ryan Cunningham.